Just speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
All rights reserved and affirmed.
Real minds. These are weapons of mass descent.
These are weapons of mass descent.
Welcome to Uprising, a daily digest of independent news analysis, investigation, education, artistic expression, and activism. It's Tuesday, September 29th, 2009, and I'm your host, Sonali Kohatkar.
It just makes me stop and think.
Silence is not an option.
We'll spend the hour today with one of the best and most influential stand-up comedians and cultural critics of all time, the late George Carlin, on aging, death, patriotism, parenting, and of course, politics.
But I can't help myself, why should I?
This is Uprising. Good morning and welcome to Uprising. More than 1 year ago on June 22nd, 2008, one of the greatest and most influential stand-up comedians of all time died. George Dennis Patrick Carlin was 71 years old. He was struck by heart failure just 1 month after he performed his 14th and final HBO special, just now released on DVD, called It's Bad For You. He won 5 Grammy Awards, his last one awarded posthumously for this final HBO performance. And just 4 days before he died, he was announced as the winner of the 11th annual Mark Twain Prize for American Humor by the Kennedy Center. Longtime Pacifica listeners associate George Carlin closely with this network. When he performed his infamous routine, 7 Words You Can't Say on Television, on WBAI Pacifica Radio in New York in 1973, a complaint was filed by a parent, leading to Carlin's work being the subject of a Supreme Court case, FCC versus Pacifica, which then led to the banning of those 7 words. Carlin was placed second on the Comedy Central Cable Television Network list of the 100 greatest stand-up comedians of all time, ahead of Lenny Bruce and just behind Richard Pryor. Today, as part of our ongoing pledge drive, we're very pleased to offer you copies of Carlin's last and greatest performance on DVD, the Grammy Award-winning special called It's Bad For You, for a pledge of only $100 to KPFK. We'll begin with a kind of humor that really characterized Carlin and made him a Pacifica favorite, his biting critique of American culture.
There's just enough bull to hold things together in this country. Bull the glue that binds us as a nation. Where would we be without our safe, familiar American bull? Land of the free, home of the brave, the American dream. All men are equal, justice is blind, the press is free, your vote counts. Business is honest, the good guys win. The police are on your side. God is watching you. Your standard of living will never decline. And everything is going to be just fine. The official national bullshit story. I call it the American okey-doke. Every one of those items is provably untrue at one level or another, but we believe them because they're pounded into our heads from the time we're children. That's what they do with that kind of thing. Pounded into the heads of kids because they know the children are much too young to be able to muster an intellectual defense against a sophisticated idea like that. And they know that up to a certain age, children believe everything their parents tell them. And as a result, they never learn to question things. Nobody questions things in this country anymore. Nobody questions anything. Everybody's too fat and happy. Everybody's got a cell phone that'll make pancakes and rub their way too prosperous for our own good. Way too prosperous. Americans have been bought off and silenced by toys and gizmos, and no one learns to question things. You remember Barbara Bush? I call her the silver douchebag. You remember her? Barbara Bush. She is the mother of Governor George Bush. I call him Governor Bush because that's the only elected office he ever held legally in our country. Okay? George Bush, Governor Bush. Yeah. I don't care where they hang his portrait. I don't care how big his library is. He'll always be Governor Bush. I don't even capitalize his name when I type it anymore. So she's the mother of Governor George Bush. She's also the wife of his father, George H.W. Bush, who did become president in the normal, legal, traditional manner. And when he did, she came along for the ride as first lady. And that's been the tradition up till now. A man has been elected, and the woman has come along for the ride as the first lady. And usually, as in American life in general, the woman is condescended to, patronized, given something to do to keep her busy. A lot of times they give her a charity or a cause, something she can champion. Betty Ford was told to drink. Remember that? Yeah. Yeah, that was Betty Ford's assignment. Betty, you get drunk and get totally fallen down face drunk, okay? You just get up drunk, and we'll hose you down, baby. We'll hose you down. We'll put you in a facility. You'll get sober, and then we'll put your name in the facility. Liza Minnelli can get sober, and everything's going to be okay, right? That was her assignment. Barbara Bush's assignment was getting children to read. Remember that? Getting children to read. They figured she had had so much success with George. That she would be a natural to get children to read, which misses the point completely. Not important to get children to read. Children who want to read are going to read. Kids who want to learn to read are going to learn to read. Much more important to teach children to question what they read. Children should be taught to question everything, to question everything they read, everything they hear. Children should be taught to question authority. Parents never teach their children to question authority because parents are authority figures themselves and they don't want to undermine their own inside the household. So they stroke the kid and the kid strokes them and they all stroke each other and they all grow up all and they come to shows like this.
What better way to celebrate the life of George Carlin than to listen to his own words, his own humor? The late George Carlin, from the brand new DVD and his last performance, George Carlin, It's Bad For You. It won a Grammy Award, and it's our thank you gift to you today for a pledge of $100, a little over $8 a month at 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. It's an hour-long performance alongside a 30-minute featurette of George Carlin speaking very candidly in an interview and a 1969 performance by Carlin on the Jackie Gleason Show, an amazing archival performance. And it's our thank you gift to you today. As we continue this fun drive and really, really, really hope to end it very soon with your help. We also have the George Carlin It's Bad For You pack, which includes this DVD, as well as Carlin on Comedy, that's a CD, Carlin on Campus, another CD, and then the Pacifica Radio Archives remembers George Carlin, because remember, Carlin was very much associated with and involved with the Pacifica Network, not only through his Seven Dirty Words routine, but just his incredible political analysis through his cutting-edge, biting humor made him a natural match for this radio network. And we have a wonderful CD from the archives that also includes the entire Seven Dirty Words routine, and that's also available as part of this $200 pack. The CD is available individually for $50. There's three of them. You can ask the phone room about them. And the three CDs plus the one DVD we just featured, all available for pledge of $200 instead of $250. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. 818-985-KPFK. I want to turn to some newer material that we didn't get a chance to play about a week and a half ago when we first featured this DVD. And this is George Carlin talking about aging. And we'll also hear him talking about death, which is pretty amazing. He passed away just 1 month after he had this performance. He died of heart failure. But George Carlin is the only one I can think of who would be able to make you laugh about such grave issues. 820-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. As you're listening, as you're laughing, remember to keep calling.
But now that I'm an old I'm beginning to notice there's some advantages to putting on a few extra years. The first one is, you never have to carry anything heavy ever again. Everybody wants to help an old. If you got a big suitcase or something like that, you know, you just kind of go like this a little bit. You say, yeah, could you help me with this? Say, yeah, hey, how far are you going? Indianapolis. He wants to help him, put him to work. Take advantage of people. Another nice thing about getting old is you can leave any social event early just by saying you're tired. Works great with family members. Just turn to the person next to you and say, geez, I'm getting tired, you know? Oh, you're tired? Come on, Grandpa's tired. Grandpa's going to bed. Someone else says, but it's 7:30 in the morning. There's always one asshole in the family. But the best thing about getting old is you're not responsible for remembering things anymore. Even important things. But it was your daughter's funeral. I forgot. You can even make believe you have Alzheimer's disease. That's a lot of fun. You look around the dining room table and you say, who are you people and where's my horse? Then you stare at your eldest son and say, Agnes, I haven't seen you since First Communion. F*** them up. They don't know how to handle it. Takes them a week to get over that. And they start listening to you a lot more carefully from then on. So don't be afraid to get old. It's a great time of life. You get to take advantage of people, and you're not responsible for anything.
George Carlin speaking at the performing at the age of 71, his last stand-up routine at for HBO, his 14th and final HBO special. We're listening to the DVD, It's Bad For You. It's a pledge of $100 to KPFK 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. We're celebrating his legacy, his work, through his own words. We want to play you another excerpt of this fantastic performance, and this is on things that people say when someone dies. As you're listening, remember to call in 818-985-5735.
Now, speaking of dead people, there are things we say when someone dies. Most of us say, a lot of us do, things we say that no one ever questions. They just kind of go unexamined. Give you a couple examples. After someone dies, the following conversation is bound to take place, probably more than once. Two guys meet on the street. Hey, did you hear? Phil Davis died. Phil Davis? I just saw him yesterday. Yeah. Didn't help. He died anyway. Apparently, the simple act of your seeing him did not slow his cancer down. In fact, it may have made it more aggressive. You know, you could be responsible for Phil's death. How do you live with yourself? Here's another thing they say after a death. This is usually said to the surviving spouse. Listen, if there's anything I can do, anything at all, please don't hesitate to ask. What are you going to do, a resurrection? This ain't the New Testament, you know. You know what you tell a guy like that who wants to help? Oh, fine, why don't you come over this weekend? You can paint the garage. Bring your plunger. The upstairs toilet overflowed and all over the floor up there. You drive a tractor? Good, that'll come in handy. The North 40 needs a lot of attention. Bring your chainsaw and your pickaxe. We're going to put your ass to work. He wants to help? Call his bluff. Call his bluff. Don't hesitate to ask. The nerve of these p***s. Here's another thing we say to the surviving spouse. I'm keeping him in my thoughts. Where? Where exactly in your thoughts does he fit? In between my ass hurts in this chair and let's the waitress? What are your priorities? We use a lot of euphemisms when we talk about death, you know? People say things like, you know, I lost my father. Ah, he'll turn up. You got to stay optimistic with people like that. Give them reason to hope. Have you checked the dumpster out back? He used to like to take a nap in there. Keep it upbeat. Now, there's something else that is said after a death. But this one involves belief, which is where I begin to have big problems. This one happens after the funeral, after the burial, back at the house. Back at the house where the family and friends and the loved ones of the deceased are having some food and drink and enjoying some warm reminiscences of the person who passed away. Sooner or later, someone is bound to say the following. especially after a few drinks. You know, I think he's up there now, smiling down at us. And I think he's pleased. Now, first of all, there is no up there. For people to be smiling down from. It's poetic, it's quaint, and I guess for superstitious people it provides a little comfort, but it doesn't exist. But if it did, and if someone did somehow survive death in a non-physical form, I personally think he'd be far too busy with other celestial activities than to be standing around paradise, smiling down, on live people. What kind of a f-ing eternity is that? And why is it no one ever says, I think he's down there now, smiling up at us? Apparently, it never occurs to people that their loved ones might be in hell. Your parents could be in hell right now. Your parents in hell. Your father, for sure. Oh, hell is full of dads. Full of dads. Even the ones who took you to the ball game. Just for beating the out of you once too often.
That is George Carlin. It's Bad For Ya, the DVD of his last and latest and perhaps greatest performance, his 14th HBO special. And it's our thank you gift to you today for pledge of $100 at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Only he could make light of such material and such topics. But Pacifica listeners miss him greatly. This DVD is an hour-long performance that also includes two special features. It's been one of our most popular thank you gifts, so we're bringing it back for you today, playing some newer material. Last time we had played a lot of his very political material. That's all part of this DVD as well, where he critiques religion, where he critiques the act of swearing on the Bible, where he critiques the concept of rights, where he critiques the phrase God bless America. But he also talks about aging and dying, and in this next clip we want to play, he talks about parenting. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call for a pledge of $200. We'll give you the George Carlin It's Bad For Ya pack, this DVD plus three CDs. Carlin on Comedy, which is a wonderful one-hour interview with Laugh.com, which is actually a serious view of comedy and his career. And then Carlin on Campus, which is a reissue from just last year of one of his best HBO specials, recorded in 1984. And then the Pacifica Radio Archives remembers George Carlin, a wonderful one-hour look at George Carlin, particularly around the seven words you can't say on television routine that got Carlin in trouble and got Pacifica in trouble with the FCC and led to the banning of those words, of one of the most important, most landmark cases on free speech in the modern history. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. We have four callers on the line right now, and we would love to hear from four more of you before we turn back to George Carlin and hear his fantastic work. He wrote all of his own material. And in the interview, the 30-minute interview, which is part of the special features of this DVD, he explains how he became a writer, what the process is of his writing. And I think he's an inspiration particularly for young stand-up comedians and really for young cultural critics who might take inspiration from George Carlin's fearlessness. I mean, he was fearless, and for that, he was appreciated. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number. We can also take pledges online at kpfk.org if you're close to a computer and would like to pledge $200 to KPFK. It's a little over $16 a month, just a little over 50 cents a day to your favorite radio station. We want to wrap up this fund drive. We want to end this pledge drive. We want to get back to regular programming. We don't want to have too much fun doing it, although Carlin makes that difficult. 818-985-KPFK. Thank you so much for that call. Can we just get two more callers before we go back to George Carlin on parenting? This is interesting. I'm a young parent myself, and I know many of you out there are parents. And he critiques what he calls overachieving parents. Some of it may apply to all of us. And I definitely have to say it made me stop and think when I heard George Carlin's routine, the way in which parents overschedule our children. We want the best for our children. George Carlin saw that in a different light. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. I'm starting to laugh before I even hear this because I, in preparing for this material, I went over his work very, very carefully and closely. And, of course, it was very funny, very hysterically funny. 818-985-5735 is the phone number. Let's take another listen to George Carlin.
Now, speaking of parents and speaking of bull, two ideas which aren't always mutually exclusive, by the way, I'd like to mention a special kind of bull that has taken hold in this country in the last 30 to 40 years. It's a form of bull that really only can be called child worship. It's child worship. It's this excessive devotion to children. I'm talking about today's professional parents, these obsessive diaper sniffers who are overscheduling and overmanaging their children and robbing them of their childhoods. Even the simple act of playing. Even the simple act of playing has been taken away from children and put on mommy's schedule in the form of play dates. Something that should be spontaneous and free is now being rigidly planned. When does a kid ever get to sit in the yard with a stick anymore? You know, just sit there with a f-ing stick. Do today's kids even know what a stick is? You know? You sit in the yard with a f***ing stick, and you dig a f***ing hole. You know? Yeah. And you look at the hole, and you look at the stick, and you have a little fun. But kids don't have sticks anymore. I don't think there are any sticks left. I think they've all been recalled because of lead paint. Who would have thought that one day the manufacturing of sticks would be outsourced to China? But you know something? A kid shouldn't be wasting his time with a stick anyway. If he's 4 years old, he should be home studying for his kindergarten entrance exams. Do you know about that? Oh, they have them now. Yeah, yeah. There are places that have kindergarten entrance exams. The poor little The poor little he can barely locate his You know, and already he's being pressured to succeed for the sake of the parents. Isn't this really just a sophisticated form of child abuse? And speaking of that, speaking of child abuse, next up, grade school. Grade school, where he won't be allowed to play tag because it encourages victimization. And he won't be allowed to play dodgeball because it's exclusionary. And it promotes aggression. Standing around is still okay. Standing around is still permitted, but it won't be for long because sooner or later some kid is going to be standing around and his foot will fall asleep and his parents will sue the school and it'll be goodbye standing around. Yeah.
And that is George Carlin on parenting, on so-called professional parents. You know, we're all guilty of this to a little extent. All of us parents out there, those of you listening, those of us in the studio, we're slightly guilty of a few of the things that George Carlin makes fun of. And that's why we need people like him. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. And when you call that number, we will take your pledge. We will give you, George Carlin, we will give you Pacifica. It's a $200 pledge for this DVD, It's Bad For You, George Carlin's last HBO performance, and three CDs, Carlin on Campus, Carlin on Comedy, and Pacifica Radio Archives Remembers Carlin. It's a wonderful thank you gift from us to you, and we hope you enjoy it as much as we have enjoyed it. We're going to play some of his political critiques in just a few minutes. I also want to play from an interview that he gave to... that he gave in this on this DVD. It's a special featurette. It's called Too Hip for the Room. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. That's the number that we hope you'll call to support KPFK before we go to more excerpts of George Carlin and his work. You know, in the early 1960s, when Carlin started out, he began performing in the Las Vegas circuit and attaining TV audiences, and he enjoyed about moderate success until the mid-70s, when he reinvented his image and adopted, well, a less conventional comedy routine, let's just say. And his scripted monologues began to represent his disillusioned attitude towards the world, in which he explored what were then the very highly sensitive issues of Vietnam, the war in Vietnam, of politics, religion, American culture, drugs and drug use, and what he saw as the demise of humanity and the right to free speech. And that's when his political work became even more incisive, more cutting edge. And that's when he also, it was around the early 70s that he became more associated with Pacifica Radio. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. 818-985-KPFK. And for a pledge of $200, we'll send you the DVD, George Carlin, It's Bad For You, and we'll also send you three CDs, Carlin on Comedy, Carlin on Campus, and Pacifica Radio Archives Remembers George Carlin. I want to play one more excerpt from It's Bad For You, where he critiques the phrase, God Bless America. It's very funny, and it's very thoughtful, and it's very George Carlin. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. For a pledge of just a little over $16 a month, we'll send you the DVD with two special features on it, plus three CDs, and it's going to be a wonderful thing to add to your collection, wonderful series of DVDs and CDs to add to your collection. To make you laugh, you can come back to this material time and time again, year after year, and it's very funny. I mean, it's going to resonate with you. It's going to be a wonderful snapshot as well of the time that we live in, expressed in a way like no one else could. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. 818-985-KPFK. And we have open phone lines right now, so we can take as many calls. We also have a fully staffed volunteer phone room. So please do call us right now. We want to end this fund drive. We want to wrap it up. We want to keep Pacifica alive. This is how we do it. This is how we keep Pacifica financially stable. We ask for your help in sustaining KPFK. We ask for you to call and make a contribution instead of us going to corporations and asking for underwriting. That's something we never want to do, but you know, that relies on your help, that relies on your calling us, and you're making a pledge to support KPFK, becoming a listener subscriber, subscribing to this very important radio station that brings you the voice of people not often heard on mainstream media. And if they are heard, they're heard, of course, in 20 second or 10 second sound bites, and we'll give them time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, a full hour to express themselves. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number. Thank you so much for that call. Let's get a few more callers calling in, and I want to go back to George Carlin. I know you'd much rather hear him than me. I know I would. 818-985-5735. This unprecedented 14th HBO special of George Carlin, he comes up with once more an hour of brand new material. It not just makes it, you know, it doesn't just make you laugh, it makes you think. And, you know, he's always going to be one of the funniest and most important stand-up comedians of all time. He won 5 Grammys, including a Grammy posthumously for this particular performance that we're offering to you today. 818-985-5735 is the number. We have 2 callers on the line right now. We'd love to hear from many, many more of you. John Nichols, thank you for that call. We have 3 callers, maybe 2 more callers, and then we'll go back to George Carlin. John Nichols, the political writer for The Nation magazine, wrote about George Carlin when he died, and he started out with the quote, with a quote by Carlin himself saying, "I think it's the duty of the comedian to find out where the line is drawn and to cross it deliberately. And it's a wonderful article about the legacy of George Carlin, the political legacy of George Carlin, his critique of the Christian right wing in the United States, of both Republicans and Democrats and liberals and conservatives. But of course, he was very much a liberal, a progressive, a radical. 820-985-5735 is the number to call. For just a pledge of a little over $16 a month, we want to give you the Carlin DVD. We want to give you the three CDs all together. You can get the CDs individually for $50. There's three of them. And you can get the DVD separately for $100. If you add them all up, it's $250, but we're making a special gift for you. You know, we're cutting you a deal here. It's $200 instead of $250 for the DVD and the three CDs. I don't have any ticket add-ons or any other extra freebies to throw in today. So, you know, this is it. 818-985-KPFK. That's the phone number. Give me one of you calling in, and I'll go back to Carlin. I promise. Just one of you who's sitting there on the edge of your seat. You're about to pick your phone up. You're thinking of calling. You're thinking, gosh, I really want to support KPFK this year. I'm not sure. Do I have $200? Split it up. Split it up into monthly installments, and it becomes affordable. You out there who is sitting there on the edge of your seat about to go to kpfk.org and pledge online, do it right now, because then you'll be, you know, thankful that you've done your part to support KPFK, and you can feel good about yourself. It's a tax-deductible contribution as well, folks. And the faster we can reach our goal, the faster we can get back to regular programming. We have some wonderful voices to bring you after the fund drive is over. Voices like Daniel Ellsberg, Cornel West, Ralph Nader, and Wangari Maathai. Yes, those are all the interviews that I have either completed or scheduled that I'm waiting to play for you. You know, extended, lengthy interviews with these luminaries. We're hoping to get an interview with Arundhati Roy on her new book very, very shortly. But we can't go back to that regular programming that I know you're waiting for unless we make our fund drive goal. 818-985-KPFK is a phone number to call. 818-985-5735. Let's go back to George Carlin.
And there are still, as with you probably, a lot of things that you're expected to believe and accept in America that I personally have a problem with, and I question a lot of these things. To give you an example. I saw a slogan on the guy's car. It said, "Proud to be an American." And I thought, well, what the does that mean? Proud to be an American. You see, I've never understood national pride. I've never understood ethnic pride. Because I'm Irish, and I'm all four of my grandparents were born in Ireland, so I'm fully Irish. And when I was a kid, I would go to the St. Patrick's Day parade. And I noticed that they sold a button that said, "Proud to be Irish." And I could never understand that, because I knew that on Columbus Day, they sold a different button that said, "Proud to be Italian." Then came Black Pride and Puerto Rican Pride. And I could never understand ethnic or national pride. Because to me, pride should be reserved for something you achieve or attain on your own, not something that happens by accident of birth. Being Irish... being Irish isn't a skill. It's a genetic accident. You wouldn't say, "I'm proud to be 5'11". I'm proud to have a predisposition for colon cancer. So why to be proud to be Irish or proud to be Italian or American or anything? If you're happy with it, that's fine. Do that. Put that on your car. Happy to be an American. Be happy. Don't be proud. Too much pride as it is. Pride goeth before a fall. Never forget Proverbs, okay? Now, here's another slogan. Here's another slogan you run into all the time. God bless America. Once again, respectfully, I say to myself, what the does that mean? God bless America? Is that a request? Is that a demand? Is that a suggestion? Politicians say it at the end of every speech, as if it were some sort of verbal tic that they can't get rid of. God bless you and God bless America. God bless you and God bless America. I guess they figure if they leave it out, someone's going to think they're bad Americans. Let me tell you a little secret about God, folks. God does not give a flying about America, okay? He doesn't care. He never cared about this country. He never has. He never will. He doesn't care about this country any more than he cares about Mongolia, Transylvania, Pittsburgh, the Suez Canal, or the North Pole. He simply doesn't care, okay? He doesn't care. Listen. Hey, there are 200 countries in the world now. Do these people honestly think that God is sitting around picking out his favorites? Why would he do that? Why would God have a favorite country? And why would it be America out of all the countries? Because we have the most money? Because he likes our national anthem? Maybe it's because he heard we have 18 delicious flavors of classic rice-a-roni. It's delusional thinking. It's delusional thinking. And Americans are not alone with these sort of delusions. Military cemeteries around the world are packed with brainwashed, dead soldiers who were convinced God was on their side. America prays for God to destroy our enemies. Our enemies pray for God to destroy us. Somebody's going to be disappointed. Somebody's wasting their time. Could it be everyone? Now.
And that is the incomparable George Carlin. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. We just played you an excerpt from his last HBO performance, his 14th and final performance that garnered him his 5th Grammy posthumously. He died just a little over a year ago at the age of 71 and was celebrating his life, his legacy, his work today. On KPFK at, you know, as part of our pledge drive. And what we're asking you to do is go to the phone and make a call to KPFK, dial 818-985-5735. And for $200 pledge, we'll send you George Carlin, It's Bad For You on DVD. We'll send you 3 CDs, George Carlin on Campus, Carlin on Comedy, and Pacifica Radio Archives Remembers Carlin. Each of those CDs available for $50 pledge, the whole package, the DVD, 3 CDs for pledge of $200 at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. George Carlin goes in depth into the issue of patriotism, of religion. He has this wonderfully funny routine about hats and headgear and religion. He critiques the whole concept of swearing on the Bible. And it's so funny. Even if you're somebody who considers yourself, you know, a patriot in the traditional sense of the word, you'll find this funny. You won't be able to help laughing. John Nichols said of George Carlin, he says, in fact, George Carlin was like the radicals of an earlier age, an idealist and a patriot of a deeper sort than is encountered very often these days. He says Carlin explained himself best in one of his last interviews. According to Carlin, there's a certain amount of righteous indignation I hold for this culture, because to get back to the real root of it, to get broader about it, my opinion is that my species and my culture in America specifically have let me down and betrayed me. I think the species had great, great promise. And with this great upper brain that we have, and I think we squandered it on God and mammon. And I think this culture of ours has such promise, with the promise of real, true freedom. And then everyone has been shackled by ownership and possessions and acquisition and status and power, he said. And perhaps it's just a human weakness and an inevitable human story that these things happen. But there's disillusionment and some discontent in me about it. I don't consider myself a cynic, said George Carlin. I think of myself as a skeptic and a realist, but I understand the word cynic has more than one meaning, and I see how I could be seen as cynical. George, you're cynical. Well, you know, they say if you scratch a cynic, you'll find a disappointed idealist. And perhaps the flame still flickers a little, you know? That's what George Carlin said in one of his last interviews. And he was a cynic, but only because he was such an idealist about the way America could be, should be, ought to have been. But in so many ways, our culture, our popular culture, our just the way in which particularly mainstream media has squeezed our culture and expected very narrow versions of who we should be, all of those things disappointed Carlin. And we want to keep his legacy alive and keep his questioning and in inspiring words and very, very funny words, of course, alive. And we can do it through KPFK, through Pacifica Radio, through your contribution to this radio station at 818-985-5735. I want to turn to an interview, an excerpt of the interview itself, actually, that John Nichols quoted, that is on the special features of this DVD. And it is, you know, a wonderful interview where he talks about his own evolution as a writer, how he became a writer, how he started writing his own material and why that was important for him. And it's funny as well, but really it's a little bit more serious side of George Carlin. We have 2 callers on the line right now. We'd love to hear from many more of you. We want to make this, you know, we want to raise as much money as possible so that we can reach our fund drive goal and end this fund drive, because it's time to wrap it up. We want to finish it off. We want to get back to regular programming. We are presenting you with material that we think you'll find interesting and hopefully funny, and we need your help in making up the the difference. If you've already pledged, call up a friend right now who you know is a listener of KPFK or maybe a new listener and have them pledge to the station. Or if you pledged in the last fund drive but you can't resist supporting KPFK one more time, go ahead and call. We'll certainly take your money. But really, those of you who have never pledged before or you haven't pledged in the past year or 2 years and you're sitting on the edge of the seat and you're thinking, well, I want to pledge to KPFK. Maybe I should. Should I? Shouldn't I? I would like to give you that little extra nudge and say, please support KPFK because you are it. You are the difference between KPFK being alive and KPFK being bankrupt, really, literally, because we live hand to mouth. Our station lives fund drive to fund drive. We don't have vast reserves. We don't have investments. We don't have corporate sponsorship and underwriting. And that is by design. That is what has kept us free for all these years, free bastions of free speech, that has kept us independent, that has kept us independent of editorial chokeholds. We don't have managers that tell us what we should and shouldn't cover. We really count on your support to keep this radio station free and independent and able to bring you important analysis, not just wrapped in sound bites, but full thoughts and sentences so that you can make sense of the world today. 818-985-5735. And we're all in this together. We're all trying to make sense of this together. It's not just us educating you. It's us educating ourselves and each other. And we're part of a community. KPFK is community radio in the truest sense of the word. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. We have two callers on the line, and we'd love to hear from two more of you pledging at the $200 level at 818-985-KPFK. And for that pledge of $200, you get KPFK. You get George Carlin's DVD. You get his three CDs, Carlin on Campus, Carlin on Comedy, and Pacifica Radio Archives Remembers George Carlin. This Grammy Award-winning DVD is our thank you gift to you, but really it's this station that is the most precious and most priceless gift of all. Let's take a listen to George Carlin talking about his evolution as a writer in an interview that's part of the special features of this DVD, It's Bad For You.
HBO fed the box office all across the country, the box office people at in the theaters. Then they knew about me for HBO. They wanted to see the show. The show got good numbers. I got another HBO. Every 2 years I got an HBO. I did one. It forced me to write and to write because I kept having an HBO on the horizon. 2 years down the road, I'm going to do another one. Got to have a whole new hour. So I would write like a bastard, and I would save my files, and I finally got into word processing, and I saw what the wonders of moving text. Moving text. You can take the whole opening and put it at the end. You can take the middle and put it at the end. You can split the opening in half and put... You can do this. This goes here. You can put the document up three times. You can change everything around. It's magnificent. It changed my writing qualitatively, not just quantitatively, that I could write faster and more. It actually changed what I was doing because I had a better command of the material that I had to work with. I could see the whole thing. And I grew up in the 80s on HBO. And in 1992 is when I found my voice, and I realized I was a writer who performed his own material, and I had things to say. There was a long piece in there called The Planet Is Fine.
The people are
And it was a very good analysis of why it's not important to save the planet. It's more important to save yourself, and the planet may come. You know, the planet's going to be here. We'll go away. We'll go away because we'll fix that up. We'll arrange that. We'll self-immolate. We'll be gone. Dinosaurs had their chance. There was an age of reptiles. Now it's the age of primates. And who knows? Maybe it'll be the insects next. It's not up to us. It's not divinely ordained. We're here on chance, and we're going to go away. And the planet will heal. The planet will heal because that's what it does. It heals itself. It's a self-healing organism. It changes and grows. It'll incorporate all of our dead cities into itself, and it will become something else. But it will still be going around the sun for at least a few more billion years or whatever. So this whole thing, we have to save the planet by not putting diapers in the landfill. That's too short-sighted. It doesn't do anything. You have to change yourself. And we'll never do that because the dollars now, it's everybody wants a dollar and a toy. Everybody's got a cell phone that'll make pancakes and rub their so they don't. Nobody wants to rock the boat. Nobody wants to change. Don't change anything. And we're in a nice downward glide. I call it circling the drain. That's what I'm going to call my next book, Circling the Drain. And the circles get smaller and smaller and faster if you watch a drain, if you watch a sink empty. And we'll be gone. And that's fine. I welcome it. I wish I could live 1,000 years to watch it happen from a distance so I could see it all.
Planet has been through a lot worse than us for a long time. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, bombardments for hundreds of thousands of years by comets and asteroids and meteors, sandstorms, erosion of all kinds, cosmic radiation, worldwide fires, worldwide floods, recurring ice ages. And we think some aluminum cans and some plastic bags are going to make a difference? Planet isn't going anywhere. We are. We're going away. We're going away.
I gave up on this stuff. I gave up on my species, and I gave up on my fellow Americans. I gave up on my countrymen. Because I think we squandered a great gifts. I think humans were given great, great gifts. Walking upright, binocular vision, opposable thumb, large brain, making tools. Make tools, large brain, make better tools. Talk, have to link language. You take this, put in here. We learned language, the brain got bigger, language. We grew, we had great gifts, and we gave it up all up for both man, for both money and God. God and mammon, both. We gave it up to the high priests. It's your job, it's God's will. That's what they say. People say it's God's will. That means God can do anything he wants, so why pray? They say, you pray for something. Okay, he didn't answer my prayers. Well, it's God's will. Well, if it's God's will, why did I even pray in the first place? He's going to do what he wants anyway. We gave it all up to superstition, primitive superstition, primitive with invisible man in the sky looking down, keeping track of what we do, make sure we don't do the wrong thing. If we do, he puts us in hell and we burn forever. That kind of is very limiting. It's very limiting for this brain we have. So we keep ourselves limited, and then we want a toy and a gizmo and gold, and we want shiny things, and we want something to plug in that'll make big, big, big things for us. And all that is nothing. It's nothing. We gave it all up. And Americans, who also had great gifts, when you take the theory of democratic rule, self-government, okay, they started off wrong. They owned slaves. They didn't let women vote. They didn't let people who didn't own land vote. Fine. They got off on the wrong foot. But the ideas were good. But we blew that. We polluted it. We polluted it with this stuff, things, material goods, games, gizmos, toys, gadgets, having possessions. He's got a bigger truck. Did you see his truck? It's bigger than mine. I'm getting a new truck. Here's a big truck. Oh, I'm getting that one. That's what you got, a video in it? Your DVD too? He don't have a DVD. I got a DVD. You know. Oh, please. Whatever happened? All of that is what happened, you know? And that's why I'm divorced from it now. I see it from a distance. I give myself a divorce. I said, George, emotionally you have no stake in this. You don't care one way or another. So watch it. Have fun. You know what? I say it this way. When you're born in this world, you're given a ticket to the freak show. And when you're born in America, you're given a front row seat. And some of us get to sit there with notebooks. And I'm a notebook. And, oh my God, did you see that? Did you see what he just... And I watch the freak show, and I get my notes, and I make up stuff about it, and I talk about the freaks. And the freaks are all humans, and they're like me, and they're all the same. We're all the same. I'm not better. I'm not different. I'm just apart now. I'm separate. I'm over here because I put myself out of the mix. I don't have a stake in the outcome. I'm not a cheerleader for a given outcome now.
And that is the voice of the late George Carlin that we had to sadly interrupt because we just have 10 minutes left in the hour, and we would love to hear from more of you. We have two callers on the line right now for a pledge of $200. We want to send you this DVD that we've been featuring this hour. It's called It's Bad For You, and it includes a special half an hour interview that I just played you a clip of with George Carlin. Just talking very candidly about himself, his career, his writing, this incredible career that spanned decades, and that this performance is the sort of the peak, the culmination, the best George Carlin at his best in this final and 14th HBO special that won a Grammy posthumously. And it's available on a DVD for a pledge of $100. It's called It's Bad For You, and the DVD plus three CDs of George Carlin, Carlin on Comedy, Carlin on Campus, and Pacifica Radio Archives Remembers Carlin, the DVD and three CDs. for a pledge of $200 as our thank you gift to you today at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. I want to play you one more excerpt from this fantastic performance where he talks about rights. It's hilarious. It's so funny. But we want to have full phone lines before we go to that in the next 2 or 3 minutes or so, and then we can actually have time to do it. Three callers on the line. If we can get 5 more callers, that's full phone lines, we'll go to George Carlin again. 818-985-KPFK is a phone number. 818-985-5735. This is called his unprecedented 14th HBO special. It includes an interview that he did that we just played a clip from, as well as Carlin on the Jackie Gleason Show, January 25th, 1969. There are also selections of the archive from the Archive of American Television's 3-hour interview with George Carlin. It's really a wonderful, wonderful gift, and we would love to hear from many of you. We want to fill up the phone lines as we wrap up this fund drive, as we wrap up this hour. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. 818-985-KPFK. George Carlin, who won several Grammys, who was also nominated for Emmys, he was the first host of Saturday Night Live. He appeared on The Tonight Show over 130 times. He received a Hollywood Walk of Fame star in 1987. He was also introduced into the Comedy Hall of Fame in 1994 and has inspired new generation of comedians and stand-up comics. 818-985-5735 is the number. We have 4 callers on the line, which is fantastic. Just 3 more of you calling in, and I want to play for you another excerpt of George Carlin's It's Bad For Ya performance. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call. He always said it like it was. I mean, his entire career, particularly from the 70s, not really the early part of his career, but as I mentioned earlier, in the 70s, he sort of changed the way he did things. And when he became political, when he became less conventional, when he became less worried about what people thought about him, that's when he became the most popular. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call for a pledge of $200. That's just a little over $16 a month. We'll give you the DVD, It's Bad For Ya, and 3 CDs of George Carlin. Joining me in studio now is Interim Program Director Alan Minsky. Alan?
Yeah, 818-985-5735. What a fantastic way to support Free Speech Radio than getting a thank you gift that features George Carlin, one of the great practitioners of free speech in American society in recent history. Now, I do want to let people know that we want to wrap this fund drive up as quick as possible so we can return to our regular coverage. And I thought this was interesting to say. And this is just it's not a call to action in the least. I just want to let people know here's something happening in L.A. today. It's a rally for single payer. It is in front of, right? No, that's the title, so we'll get to that part. But in front of the Fox TV Center from 5 to 7 p.m. at 1999 South Bundy, LACA 90025. And the reason they're doing that is because these people claim that Fox misrepresents the health care debate. So that is today, a rally out in front of Fox at South Bundy, 1999 South Bundy, 90025 in L.A. from 5 to 7. And here at KPFK, we want to represent the healthcare debate. And you out there can help us do that by helping us return to our regular programming and to counterbalance the misrepresentations in the mainstream media in the healthcare debate.
Pacifica can be the best antidote to Fox News, folks. I mean, they have Fox News, we have Pacifica, but Pacifica doesn't have corporate sponsorship like Fox News does. We don't want corporate sponsorship. We want your sponsorship. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. We have 5 callers on the line. Many of you have been calling in. Alan, I'm going to turn back to George Carlin because I think folks want to hear him. This is George Carlin again from the It's Bad For Ya special, talking about human rights.
Swear it on the Bible is just one more way of controlling people and keeping them in line, and it's one more thing that holds us back as a species. Here's one more item for you, the last in our civics book, rights. Boy, everyone in this country is always running around yammering about their rights. I have a right, you have no right, we have a right, they don't have a right. Folks, I hate to spoil your fun, but there's no such thing as rights, okay? They're imaginary. We made them up, like the boogeyman. The Three Little Pigs, Pinocchio, Mother Goose, like that. Rights are an idea. They're just imaginary. They're a cute idea. Cute. But that's all. Cute and fictional. But if you think you do have rights, let me ask you this. Where do they come from? People say, well, they come from God. They're God-given rights. Oh, here we go again. Here we go again. The God excuse. The last refuge of a man with no answers and no argument. It came from God. Anything we can't describe must have come from God. Personally, folks, I believe that if your rights came from God, he would have given you the right to some food every day, and he would have given you the right to a roof over your head. God would have been looking out for you. God would have been looking out for you. You know that? He wouldn't have been worried about making sure you have a gun so you could get drunk on Sunday night and kill your girlfriend's parents. But let's say it's true. Let's say God gave us these rights. Why would he give us a certain number of rights? The Bill of Rights of this country has 10 stipulations, okay? 10 rights. And apparently God was doing sloppy work that week because we've had to amend the Bill of Rights an additional 17 times. So God forgot a couple of things, like slavery. Just slipped his mind. But let's say God gave us the original 10. He gave the British 13. The British Bill of Rights has 13 stipulations. The Germans have 29. The Belgians have 25. The Swedish have only 6. And some people in the world have no rights at all. What kind of a goddamn God-given deal is that? No rights at all? Why would God give different people in different countries different numbers of different rights? Boredom? Amusement? Bad arithmetic? Do we find out at long last, after all this time, that God is weak in math skills? Doesn't sound like divine planning to me. Sounds more like human planning. Sounds more like one group trying to control another group. In other words, business as usual in America. Now, if you think you do have rights, one last assignment for you. Next time you're at the computer, get on the internet, go to Wikipedia. When you get to Wikipedia, in the search field for Wikipedia, I want you to type in Japanese Americans 1942, and you'll find out all about your precious rights, okay? All right.
And that is George Carlin, folks, from It's Bad For You, the DVD special. We had full phone lines just a moment ago. The lines just opened up. If you called and got a busy signal, please do call back right now. We can accommodate your call, and we would love to accommodate your call and take your pledge at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, or go online to kpfk.org. In the last minute, can we get many more of you calling in? As you've been enjoying George Carlin this hour, remember, KPFK brings you voices like his. And thank you for that call. We have two callers. And we really would love to hear from you. Those of you who have never pledged before in particular, it's a little over $16 a month. That's a $200 pledge for the George Carlin It's Bad For You pack. That includes the DVD It's Bad For You for $100, George Carlin on Comedy for $50, Carlin on Campus for $50, and Pacifica Radio Archives remembers George Carlin for another $50. If you add them all up, it's $250. But we're giving you a special, just $200 pledge for all four items, for all four George Carlin, amazing, funny, incredible, collectible items, the DVD and three CDs. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. Enjoy George Carlin like you enjoy Pacifica, like you appreciate Pacifica and KPFK Radio, like you enjoy and appreciate Uprising, a program run by just two paid programmers, trying to bring you every day the best coverage that we can of all of the news from the global to the very, very local, and bringing you voices like George Carlin's, like Daniel Ellsberg, like Wangari Maathai, like Arundhati Roy, like Cornel West. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. $200 pledge for the Carlin It's Bad For You pack for Sonali Subversive Thought for the Day. Another very, very funny man and comedian, Victor Borga, said once, there is more logic in humor than in anything else, because humor is truth. That's Victor Borga, and that's Sonali Subversive Thought for the Day. You've been listening to Uprising. Gabriel Sanderman is our assistant producer. Teddy Robinson is our engineer. I'm Sonali Kohatkar.